We are on the Pehei Amud Aleph, about 2, 4, 6, 8, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Let's just remind ourselves where we're holding. We saw in the Mishnah on Pedal and Vez, Minayin La Ruga Shishisha, Al Shisha Tzvachim Shizirin Besecha Chamisha Zerenim, Dalad Al Dalad Ruches Aruga V'Achas Be'emtza. From where do we know that if you have an Aruga, and for the sake of clarity for the rest of today's discussion, we'll refer to an aruga as a patch, a section or a patch. So how do I know if you have this section, this patch, which is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, it's a square, it's 36 square tvachim, that you're able to plant 5 different types of zroyim, bearing in mind that there is an isekilayim to plant 2 dissimilar types of zroyim according to the Rambam, and according to Tosfos, is an Issa D'Oraisa. Rashi over here mentions that it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan when it comes to Kilai Zrayim, but it seems to be Rei Rishon and disagree. There's even it's sad to say that Rashi, that it's a Tol Sefer in Rashi, or that Rashi retracted. Al Koponim, where Pashtus is, we're discussing Shaila of a D'Oraisa. And nevertheless, we say that you're able, within 36 square tvachim, a square, this aruga, you're able to plant 5 different types of zrayim. We have no makar in Chumash, but we bring a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, where it mentions 5 different expressions, already 4, but one of them is Belashon Rabbim. And therefore it teaches us that you do 4 around the perimeters of the square, and you do 1 on the inside. And we said an extremely important yesod when it comes to Hilchas Kilayim is the concept of Heker. And we said that the din is that when it comes to Kilayim, the main thing is that there are 2 distinct vegetables, a Zroyim or a Geffen. If it looks clear and it looks distinct, meaning if I have, like we mentioned, if you have a wall, you have a fence, and you have a kerem on one side of the fence, and you have zroyim on the other side of the fence, even though underneath the ground there's clearly going to be a tarovus mitzad the yinika, that the two are being nourished in the same soil, and there's some type of a yinika which is shared and which is common, that doesn't bother us. We don't care about that. We don't care about it midyaraisa. We don't care about it midrabanan. The main thing is it should be distinct. And therefore, being that you have a fence which naturally causes the 2 minim to be distinct, that is okay. So too over here, in this case, you've got 4 minim around the perimeters. So you have 2 parallel lines, 6 tvachim apart. And then in the middle, you have another zera which you planted. And there, Rashi said also that the only reason why here we have 3 tvachim apart, even though really the main thing is that it should be distinct, it should be separate, in this case where it's in the middle, and perhaps it might appear to be to go with the northwest lines or with the east-west lines. Therefore, we say you need a section of 3 tfachim in order to make it distinct. But if you have some other way of showing its distinction, then that's fine. So, for instance, like we're going to see today. Imagine, if you will, that you have one field in this shape, and then you have another field which is mamish next to it, but there's a point, it's touching it, like by a triangle. That's where this is going to be the case of Rosh Tar. That's fine, it's right next to each other, but it's clear that these are 2 different fields, these are 2 different Zrayim. If it's like this, it's not so clear. But if it's like that, or if it's perpendicular one to the other, you know, you've got one like this and one like this, so even though they're right next to each other, but the fact that one is perpendicular to the other, or the fact that one is a square and the other one comes in at the tip of the triangle, the Rosh Tar, so I see that these are clearly 2 different Zrayim, and it's fascinating. The din of Heker, of it being Nicker, of the way it appears, even though very often that's often a shayla in like the Rabbanan. You know, we speak about the way things appear, the Chazal asa things because of Maris Ayin. If you put something back on the stove, it looks like you're cooking. A lot of times we're concerned with the way things appear, but here, the way things appear actually define it on a D'oraisa level. adkama that looks distinct, it's not kilayim. It doesn't look distinct, it is kilayim. That was the nidan of the Mishnah. So, says the Gemara Amar of Asi, Rashi seemed to have the Girsa Amar of Ashi, but let's see. Amar of Asi, Aruga Teichavav Chutz Migvuleha. So this, which the Mishnah spoke about, the shear of six tvachim, it means six tvachim besides the parameter, besides the gvul around it. Let's just see one more line. Tanya Namiach, Aruga Teicha Shisha. Aruga Teicha Ishisha. The Aruga, the inside of the Aruga, is six tvachim. Meaning to say like this. This that we said, that you can be maspik, five different types of Zroyim in a 36 square Tefach area, is literally if it's 6x6. But don't say that the 6x6 also contains within it the one tefach gvul border, which usually goes around every single section, every single patch. In which case, really the actual section where the zroim will be is really only 4x4 tvachim. Meaning we're going to say in a minute that around every little vegetable patch, around every little section, around every single aruga, you've got a gvul, which is one tefach, which goes around the section, the patch, the aruga. So don't think that what we want to hear when we spoke about being able to plant five different types of seeds in an area of six, that the six contains the border, it contains the one tefach perimeter, in which case the section which you're actually using to plant is only 4x4, because you have a tefach going around it. No. We need a full six clean net. A full 6x6 of area where you're planting your seeds. And then around that, you're going to have another tefach, which is going to serve as the natural, normal, standard perimeter, which we'll see in a minute why you need that. So let's take a look and see this in Rashi. Again, Rashi is four lines down. As we mentioned, Rashi has the gears of Amar of Ashi. So Rashi, Amar of Ashi, Arugisha Amru, in the Mishnah, it needs to be six besides its gvulais. They used to customarily leave an area which was fallow around the makam zria that they would use for disha to thrash. So when they would go and they would water the Zroyim, they would go around this the perimeter. Vashmin and Ravashi deloitem of Vav imagvulin ukeshehiniach tefach chalak lakan, all the way around. If so, loite aruga makim yinikasa ela arba, so you're only going to have four remaining. And if so, vein hefrish bein emtsoi. You're only going to have a distance of two. That is not true. It's got to be six, so that the one in the middle is three tvachim away from all the four directions. That is the din of Ravasi / Ravashi. So now, I'm Ravasi, Aruga Techavav, Chutz Migvulat, Tanyanamiach, Aruga Techashisha. Now, Gvulat Bakama. How wide does this gvul need to be? We already mentioned that it's a tefach. Zog the Gemara, kidusnan. Like we learned in Perek Gimel, in Kilayim, kidusnan, Rebu Doimer, Reichav Kemaloi, Reichav Parsa. The width of this gvul is the width of the parsa of one's foot, which is going to be a tefach. I'm Rab Zeir, Vizayim, Rab Hanina, Bar Papa, my time at the Biud, the Tachsev, Shkisa, Baragel, Chokagana, Yorok, in reference to Mitzrayim, and it says, you will be mashke with your feet, meaning you'll be able to walk around and irrigate the field because it's connected to the Nile, and so in Vishkisa, Baragel, Chokagana, Yorok, Bar Regel, Tefach, I mean, the word regel, why does it mean to say you'll walk around with your feet? Obviously, you're going to walk around with your feet. So ma regel tefach av gvul nabi tefach. Tesis points out over here that Rebbe Yehuda is not speaking about our actual case. He's more speaking. If you look at Tesis Dira Mas from the standard view, the Aymer Alpha Gal debut the Le Mairi Midi Begvul. He's not speaking about the gvul necessary for every single aruga, ala behefsik shebein avedis yerek li yerek acher. Tesis says that towards the end of Tesis, near la shas, the chiyeichi, the hashiv hefsik, linin kilayim, hashiv nami, liyez gvul aruga. It's considered to be a border from one patch to another patch, from one section to another section. Now let's just mention another Rashi and another Tesis. So we said the actual aruga itself, the actual patch, the section which we're discussing, where you're planting five different zroyim, it's 6 by 6. And then we said, and how wide is the gvul around it? How wide is the gvul around it? So what exactly is the nafkamina? I mean, I don't know, make it however wide you want it to be. Make, want to make it 2 tvachim? Make it 2 tvachim. What are we learning out from this posik? That we're learning out the shkisa baraglucha kegana yarak, that a regular is a tefach, a gvul is a tefach. I mean, I don't know, if you just want to have a border around your vegetable patch, make it as thick and as wide as you like. See, if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, Bekamo. Rashi says, Kama rachvan liyais aruga kehilchasa. Meaning, we want to establish that we have something which is a, quote, aruga. And if something, if this is called an aruga, it's going to have various dinim. And there's going to be various kulas. Why? Because this is a, quote, unquote, aruga. Aruga's got various dinim, like Rashi says. The Teheyaleh Toiras Ho Aruga Lechol Divareho. It will have all of the dinim of an aruga. Kitl Kamon. Like we're going to say later on, Lahatir Rosh Tor Yerik Hanichnasla. We mentioned before that the concept of Rosh Tor is a situation like this, where you have, let's say, a triangular shaped Zroyim coming into a square. We say, well, the fact that the shapes are so different, there's such a strong contrast from one to the other, it's not a problem of kilayim. That's a din if this is called an aruga. If it just happens to be a couple of seeds in a cover, a small little makeshift plantation of sorts, but it's not called an aruga, there's not necessarily this kula of reish tar. So Rashi is saying that the Shaila of the Gemara of how much of a border do you need to have around it to give it a teras din aruga is for all of the various dinim. Like he says, come on, I have to reish tar yarek and nechaz la vayetz miyamena tchilasa kishiyura lechashiv lemahavi la kulei sadef. It doesn't have this, it will not have the various kulas. So that is the way Rashi learns, and therefore the reich of the gvul around the field is necessary in order to give it various kulas. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaaseh Gvulei HaBekama, second line from the bottom, he quotes Rashi, and he says, V'ri Omer denafkemina lemekach umemkar in machalei aruga v'gvuleha. Meaning, it's got to be, the assumption is, if I say I'm selling you a patch with a border, I have to make sure that it's got a tefach around it. If there's a tiny little strip of 3 centimeters around it, you can say that's a mekach tos, because a patch, an aruga, a section means 6 by 6 at least, whatever the section is, plus an area of a tefach around it. Good. So that's Rav Asi's din. Fine. Now, the rest of the sugya, so the Mishnah discusses the following. Our Mishnah has told us a din. You're able to squeeze out of an aruga, of a section, of a patch, which is 6 by 6, 5 different types of zroyim. 4 around the perimeter of the section, and 1 on the inside. Now, are we speaking about that there's just one single aruga, one single patch, and that's it? Or are we speaking about where it's surrounded on all sides, and every single aruga has this 4-in-1 formation, 4 around the sides, and one in the middle. So in essence, you could have nine arugos. So let's say the one in the middle is going to be enveloped by eight other arugos, and each aruga will have four and one. So you'll have nine times five. You'll actually have 45 possibly 45 different zroim in with nine arugos. Or are we speaking about one single isolated aruga? Because once you have another aruga next to it, well, you're going to have problems. Because if these two are very close to each other, perhaps it looks like it's one single thing. It looks like it's one, and therefore, as we mentioned, with kilayim, it's all dependent on the way it looks. So that is the nidan of the Gemara. So lama zem. So the Gemara, Rav, aruga b'churva shanino. Rav is machmer. And this is how we pass. We know we pass like Rav in Isurim. Rav says that aruga b'churva shanino. The Mishnah is speaking about one single isolated aruga. It's not speaking about where it's surrounded with other arugas. Aruga b'churva v'shanino. Let's see Rashi over here. It's like Rashi. Amar Rav aruga b'churva v'shanino. B'mishna seino. Lahatir bo hei zeroyim zeroynim. Avaloi shesviva yisea arugas. We're not speaking in a case where there's eight other arugas around it. Sharei loy pirshalacha. Ela hefresh zeroynim shebeseicha. The intizra aruga isvivisao, once you start to plant other patches around it, you won't be able to plant it in such close proximity to its border. So, in other words, if we've said that an aruga is 6x6 with one around. 6x6 with one around. That's what it is. So, if I have the same thing, 6x6 with one around, so then the distance between these two parallel arugas, these two parallel lines, I should say, is only going to be two tvachim. Now that is going to be too close. Again, not because we're so concerned about yinika. Remember, we have to kind of get the word yinika out of our lexicon when we speak about kilayim. It's more mitzad heker. Once it's so close, and it's two, then it looks, and again, the reason why is because it's not perpendicular, and it's not reish tor, but if it's parallel one to the other, and it's only two tefachim apart, that is too close for comfort. And that's going to cause problems for us. So, says Rav, we cannot say that we've got aruga, 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 nine, because it's going to be too close for comfort, and therefore it's going to be a problem, and therefore we have to learn it's one single aruga. That is the case of the Mishnah. Frag the Gemara 1 second. Surely we can come up, we can do better than this. Surely there must be a way for an imaginative farmer to plant more than five single crops in this area of his field, in this chunk of his field. Frag bigamar azoy. Makim kronois. What about the place of the corners? Now, if you look at the diagram in Rashi first, and then we'll kind of see Rashi inside, the basic question is going to be the following. If you're creative, whereby you make every single aruga, you make the formation different to the aruga which it is adjacent to, so that you will always have a perpendicular formation, then you're done. You're good to go. Because remember, we said many a time, when it comes to kilayim, the main thing is it should be distinct. Make it separate. How do you make it separate? By making it distinct. But once it's perpendicular, then this section does not look like this section. And I have the same down below and have it, you know. So as long as every single aruga, which has the five zroim inside it, when you move on to the one next to it, or the one above it, or the one below it, as long as each aruga vis-a-vis the one that it borders has a different formation, and the difference in formation will make it clearly distinct, that you will not come to think it's the same thing, you're good to go. Azayf, Frank Gemara, take a look at Rashi, Vayika, Makan Kranais, Zap, Frank Gemara, Zay, Mai Durka, Dalayla Ukmi, Ba'aruga, Bain Arugais, Mukafa, Mukafis, Mikol Sad, Gemara, Aruga, Shehen, Cheskaza. Why can you have it that it's Mukha from eight other Arugais, like my diagram to the left? Vilizraya be'emza, and I'm going to plant my aruga in the middle. Vechein bechulan heizrainim, and so too with all the other ones. I will plant five seeds. Va'ika, I can be imaginative and creative over here. Va'ika bechol aruga makayim kranes. I mean, there's the corners which you can play around with and use to your good. Mahayika makim kranes zavies seha, the zavies. Batiach lahamshech zera garin, shetizra betzad gvulin shalzu le tzafein, shalzu le darim, shalzu le mizrach, shalzu le marav. Very good. Meaning, let's say, if you look at the diagram of Rashi and take the top two right, take the far, the top row far right, and the box to its left, and then the second row far right, and then the one in the middle. If you just focus on those four boxes, and then you focus on the place, the corner, where the four boxes meet, and you see those four strips, they're all going in different directions. And to the extent that they're all going in different directions, they look distinct. Voila! That's all you need to do. Once it's distinct, you're good to go. That's what Rashi says. Kazeh. You don't need to kind of continue them all the way like the one which it's adjacent to. Why did Rav say we're speaking about one single, isolated, poor old, lonely patch? Have nine patches and just make each one distinct, make them perpendicular, do a different formation, and therefore you're good to go. That is the Gemara's Kasha. Vayikah Makam Kranes, Amri Debe Rav Demishmi the Rav. And so they said over in the name of Rav, how did Rav answer this question? The Mishnah is speaking in a case where the individual wants to fill up the entire length. And if he wants to fill up the entire length, then it's going to be a problem. If you look at Rashi says, Bimamala es akronis, Rav muki masnis, and Bimamala es kol haruach shel aruga litzafeinu. So you're doing the entire northern wall. In our Rashi, in our diagram, the northern wall is this vertical wall on the left-hand side. That's the northern wall in our Rashi. So you're mamal the entire northern wall, be'min mizrach lamarav, the henruach d'raymi, and so to the southern wall, you're also mamal of that entire thing. Aval ha-mizrachi v'hamaravi, Zerea ma'at, you just plant a little bit, you sow a little bit, be'anech hefrish mikan mikan kozeh, like the diagram down below. The point is that being you're filling up the entire wall, hilkach I atayachol izdraya oid ba'aruga she'etzla l'tzofan v'she'etzla l'darim ebnei irbuv shel beiz harugais. So in other words, you're right. Lu yitzuya, you would do like the previous diagram, where everything is going on perpendicular. In theory, you could do that, but in a case where you're mamala all of the kranes, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. Frag the Gemara is still a way out. Frag the Gemara velizra ma'avroi. So why don't you still plant on the outer ones? Veloy limlo migavoy. And don't be mamalet on the inside. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi says, "V'lizra me'avroi," again, "V'yakifena arugais mikol sad," meaning you've got your one aruga in the middle, your one patch, your one section in the middle. be makivit with four around. The esakrones shibesecha lo yimale, and the corners on the inside don't fill up. Now, if you look at the Bach over here, the Bach gives us a diagram. The Bach says kazeh. So in other words, you've got over here, you've got the one on the middle, the one in the very middle, and then you've got four around it, but the place of the chronos, which face the inside, they have been left open, they are fallow, and to the extent that that section is left fallow, so then there's no problem, there's no irbuvia, it looks distinct, it clearly does not look like it's the same thing, according to this diagram of the Bach. And therefore, my duchki the Rav, the ukma ba'aruga shebachurva she'ein sham elahi. So we're still challenging Rav. Why did Rav insist and say that we're speaking about a case where it's only one single isolated aruga? Now that's the Gemara's kasha, to which the Gemara says, no, gzeira shema yemale zakronais. The concern is you might subsequently end up filling in those chronos. Rashi says, "Gzeru shem yemala v'achakach yizra v'havata etzul hagvul mitocha kasher zarem tzoyis v'lo yasim l'liboy irbuv shel shtei harugais." You won't realize that now there is going to be a problem. Now it's no longer so distinct, and in which case it's going to be a problem. So in theory, you're right. You could do that. If you would always ensure to maintain that it doesn't grow more and you don't plant any more, but there's always a concern that you might subsequently do some more and you might forget about it, and therefore we don't want to allow it, and therefore we're still holding on to our original ukimta of Rav, that it's an aruga, which is the churva shani, it's by itself. Fred Bigamar, one last attempt. Frag the Gemara, one last attempt. The Gemara says, Frag the Gemara, Veloye ala Rish Tor Yerik. But still, going back to this diagram of the Bach, where you have one in the middle and then you have four around, surely that type of a structure, that type of a shape, is distinct. And to the extent that it's distinct, we should allow it because it doesn't look like there is a taravis. So we should have the heter of Reish Tar. Maybe we'll see Rash in a second. But let's just see the Gemara. V'loyei ela Reish Tar Yerek. Mi leitnan hoya Reish Tar Yerek nichnas latech sada acher mutter. Mnei shenira seif sada. It looks distinct. And now the Gemara says, ein Reish Tar ba'aruga. There's no such din, there's no such heter as a Reish Tar when it comes to a single patch, when it comes to a single section, and therefore there's not going to be a heter of Reish Tar. We'll see Rashi in a second, but in essence, what have we done over here? Rav said that you came to the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah is that you have one single isolated aruga, 6x6, and you've got four around, one on the inside. The Gemara said, why not have eight around? Teretz is, if you have eight around, you're only going to have a distance of two tvachim, and therefore it's not going to look distinct. Says the Gemara, why? But surely be creative and imaginative. Do it in a perpendicular way. We said, no, Rav is speaking in a case where you're mamala, where you go all the way. Right? The Gemara, you can still do four around, and just the ones around don't have to be full. And the Gemara says, yeah, but we're concerned that you might subsequently fill them in. Frag the Gemara, but still, don't you have an unusual shape? Don't you have an unusual structure? Don't you have the Reish Tar formation or situation, which will again allow you to do this because it's so distinct? And that we say there's no special dispensation, there's no special din of Reish Tar in the small little world of Aruga. Bein Aruga l'Aruga, you don't say Reish Tar. Let's see a couple of Rashis over here. Rashi says, V'lo yehei ela Reish Tar kolomar. Afilu mila oisoi, even if you end up filling it, V'yach tach zara garin echad bechavrta bein hefresh kashir bein ele bein zera shibazu. Still, frag the Gemara, what's the problem? Abekach leye nidin ele karesh tar yerek. Still, it should have a clear distinction in the way it's shaped. And it's like a case of resh tar yerek hanim shechu ba. We saw the zoo, we saw the zoo, shenira yafesh, she'ena mizu, shenichnas la. It clearly looks like it's coming from the other one. Like we said in this example, this is the case of Reish Tar, that clearly this section over here does not look like a continuation of this, but rather it looks like the end of this. So we said you still have this heter of Reish Tar, Ikehakeira, and as Rashi says again, Uli Yenika Loy. And we have to get this through our heads. We don't care about Yanika in Kilayim. We care about, does it look like it's one, or does it look distinct? So that was the Gemara's Kasha. Surely we have a heter of Reish Tar. To which the Gemara says, Ain Reish Tar Baruga. There's no din of Reish Tar in the world of Aruga. So Rashi, Ain Toras Heter Reish Tar Me Aruga La Aruga. Elmi sadeh gedola latech aruga. Elmi aruga latech sadeh gedola. Elmi sadeh gedola latech sadeh gedola. Avol shtei aruga. So if you have two small little sections, and when you think about it, 6 tefachim is not very much. It's only 48 centimeters, right? Shir of Chaim, no, 48 by 48. It's less than half a meter by half a meter. You want to tell me, okay, you've got half a meter azoy and half a meter azoy. So because they're different shapes, oh, and mamish looks like a separate patch? No. It's such a small little section in the first place. There's no special heter of Reish Tar between a big sada, or a very big one, to a very small one. But between two small little contenders, between Aruga and Aruga, there's no din of Reish Tar. Bekitzer, where are we holding? Rav said, our Mishnah, which said, Menayin la ruga shishisha al shisha tvachim shazerim bezech chamisha zerainim dalad al dalad ruches. That's the answer. It's one. Only one. It's one single aruga. We don't have arugas enveloping the one aruga. That is Rav. Kum Shmuel, v'shmuel amar, aruga ben aruga ishaninu. Shmuel says, no. We will say the Mishnah is speaking in the case of Aruga. Bein Arugais. I frag the Gemara Vaha Kamis Arvi Behadadi. But surely once you say that, you have the problem of eight Haravis. If you look around, she's about 20 lines down. Last word in the line, Vaha Kamis Hani Mis Arvi Behadadi. Ha'olin Shal Arugazu Be'olin Shal Chavrta. Malamala, meaning that the two parallel plants, the two parallel zroyim, are going to be misarev shein b'neim elashnei tvachim shel gvul. And remember, we said what is an aruga? 6 plus 1 around. 6 plus 1 around. So if you have two arugas like this, so the bottom zroyim are considered to be a tarevis because there's only two in between them. So frag the Gemara and Shmuel, how can you say that? So we say, no, well, we'll say, like we suggested before when we asked on Rav, we will say, B'neitzah shura lekan v'shura lekan. And Hanami, you taka do it in a perpendicular fashion, exactly like we suggested in Rav. Exactly like we suggested in Rav. When we said, V'yikim makam kronis, we said, let's be imaginative, let's be creative, let's do it so that it's always going to be perpendicular. So that's exactly what we will say in Shmuel. Beneta shurlekan v'shurlekan. Full stop. So that is the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Good. So we're going to invite Amr Ula. Bo b'marava hifkia telem echad al p'nei kula mahu. Let's say you are mafkia, and we'll see rationally what this means. You're mafkia, one furrow along the entire length of the aruga, mahu. What does this mean? Rashi says, if you look around, she three lines down in the big lines, hifkia, lashon kriya, like a tear, shekireya hakarka, you kind of cut up the land. Kemoi mebloi mechasei hakehanim hayu mafkiin. We had this also before, that you know, from the worn away mechasayim of the kahanim, they would cut out and they would use it and they would make wicks for the Simchas Beis Hashreva and so on. So if you cut in, some explain that Rashi means you cut into the land, into the earth, a furrow's worth, tala maneshura, and you go all the way across, what's the din? Tosfos explains a little bit more. If you look at Tosfos, Omer Ula, bo b'marav afkia telem echad al pnei kula mahu. So, Pirish, ha'emik telem echad al pnei sviva yisrael ledalet ruch yisrael mahu. So, you're mamik, you're making, you're kind of digging into the ground. So when Rashi said you're cutting into the ground, some explain that it's the same thing like what Tosfos is saying. You're actually digging into the ground. So like you dig one tefach's worth into the ground. Again, Pirish Hamik, Telem Echod Alpanes Vivisel, Ledalad Ruchisel Mao, Dubloy Hamik. If you're not Mamik, it's Bein Rav Bein Shmuel Oslas is the Rugalis Sivisel. Avlakisha Chofar, the Hamik, Kashir Telem, the Hainu Tefach. Boy, Yavi Akeira, Kemei Besada, the Havi Akeira, and so on. So that's the Shiloh, when I kind of dig what, 6 centimeters down into the ground, so it's kind of, it's not flush with the rest of them, maybe that's considered to be distinct enough. I don't need to have just one single zera in the middle of my section, in the middle of my patch, in the middle of the aruga. Maybe I can go all the way from line to line, from side to side, from border to border, because I've dug one tefach in, and I go all the way across. So that is the shayla of the Gemara. Let's see again. That is no good. Things start to get confusing. It's not so clear anymore. And therefore, there is a bitl hashura. If you look at Rashi, about 5-6 lines down in the big lines. Bo irbov ubitlas hashura ve'asur. That is going to be a problem. Says of Sheishis, it's no good anymore. Whereas Ravasi Amar, no, ein eruve mevatel es hashura. That would not be mevatel the shura. That's still okay. Ein eruve mevatel es hashura. Pragdi Markash eis ve'irvin l'Ravashi. If a person plants 2 rows of kishuin, diluin, and mitpol mitzri, in other words, he's got 6 rows altogether, 2 of each, and kishuin and diluin, different types of gourd or courgette, cucumbers, and so on, and 2 rows of Egyptian beans, so then that is mutter, that is okay. Whereas shura achashol kishuin, shura achashol diluim, shura achashol polamitzri, it's also. So if it's done like that, that already is a problem. So let's take a look at Rashi. Let's see exactly what is the kasha. How does Rashi learn? Shtei shura shol kishuim. That's lon. Shtei shura shol diluim. That's lon. Shtei shura shol polamitzri. We'll leave our ruga. You're doing this in a big field. Mutter, why? Once you have 2 rows, 2 rows have a chashivas of a field. And if so, whereas shura achas mikol echad, havi irbu, if it's one single row, the le chashiva kochad sadal nafsha. Alma tam telem echad havi irbov. So one single furrow's worth in the middle is problematic. You can't do it. You cannot do it. In other words, back to our example of the aruga, where you have on the northern wall, the southern wall, western wall, and the eastern wall, and now you have this thing all the way across. So that's going to be a problem. It's going to it's going to be too close to, let's say, the wall that it's parallel to, and therefore you cannot do it. So the Gemara is asking Akasha on Ravasi, who allowed it, who said, Ein Eruvei Mevatas Ashura, we see from the case of Netzesh Deshuris, that it is a problem. Says the Gemara, Nein. Says the Gemara, Shiny Acha, or some say, should say Shiny Hasim over there. In that case, it's different. The Ika Sharacha. There you have Sharacha. Zok to Ashi, what does Sharacha mean? Rashi says, the Ika Sharacha. Zmoyrei Sein Aruchis. So it's got long branches, twigs. Umis Arveis Harbe Melamala. So there's a great Tarevis above because of these twigs and the branches and so on and the leaves. And it really looks like a mess. It really does look like a big taravis. But in our case, where you have seeds, so you have just zeroyim, nice and neat, who's to say necessarily that there's any problem? It doesn't necessarily look like it's one big mess. It might look like it's distinct, in which case it is okay. Good. Says the Gemara, "Maita Amrakan, Rabbi Yechanan, Haritz Lamalis Kol Ginasa Yerek." If a person wants to maximize his entire field, he wants to maximize his entire field and fill it up with Yerakis. So let's remind ourselves: we said that an aruga is 6x6, and it's got one tefach around it. So you want to maximize your whole field, and be as profitable as possible. So what do? Oisa aruga shisha al shisha. So you make patches which are 6x6. But what do? The oigo ba hamisha. Within the area of 6, draw a circle of 5 within it. So if you can imagine like this. So we kind of mean to say like this, you know, you've got your 6x6, draw a circle, so from side, top to bottom it's 6, and the circle will be 5, so you have half a tefach on the top, half a tefach on the bottom, half a tefach over here, half a tefach over here. So the Gemara says do that, meaning you want to max out on your vegetable garden. Don't just do one row over here and one row over here and one row over here. No, do a nice big circle over here. Fill the circle with one type. And then in the area around the circle, you'll be able to fill it in with a different type of seed. And it's such a clear, distinct shape that you've got a circle inside and then you've got like the little corner bits on the end. So it's clearly distinct, and to the extent that it's distinct, then, you know, you're good to go. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechon. Haritz alamalas kol ginas hayerek, oisa aruga shisha al shisha, v'oigel bachamisha, umemala karnesa kol mashi yirtza. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, kol ginas hayerek shal harbe minim, oisa kol aruga se merubois vav. So make a portion, lots and lots of aruga, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, all the way across. And then what do? V'oigal. And then make a circle within every aruga, v'chal aruga, hey. V'zirea v'oigal menechot. And then plant within each 5x5, within each circle, 1 min. V'yesh heker harbe l'davar. The Ein Tzarech Laharchiv, what is the Bach do over here? Laharchik. And you need not distance Bein Aruga Lachaverza. Vizereya. Chatzi Tefach Haseve Vizkola Aruga Varuga Mishaminim. Vizikolach Ha'echad Nira Makimoy Cholak Latzmei. And let's just kind of speak it out again. You know, imagine if you will, in essence, what we're doing is we're doing like this. We're doing like this. Imagine, if you will, you've got two arugas like this. Now, we said an aruga is 6x6 plus a tefach in between. And this is 6x6 and a tefach in between, so there's only a gap of two tefachim over here. Now, that's a bit of a problem, because if this aruga is going to be filled, and this aruga is going to be filled, we said that two tefachim is not enough of a distance, because it doesn't look distinct anymore, it's too close. If something is only 12 centimeters apart, it's too close. So therefore we said you have to have a distance of more than two tefachim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, not so fast. Not so fast. I've come up with a good eitzah. All you need to do is have a circle inside this. A circle inside this. Leave over half a tefach on each side of your circle. Fill up the circle with min x. Fill up the other area in min y. Fill up this circle with min x. Fill up this thing with min y. This way everything looks distinct. You don't need to distance it more than that. And you've saved, you're using every square inch of your field. You're going to be much more profitable.
Why can't you just have the two fields square with the tefach in between, or whatever the distance is, and have two different meanings with each one? And that will show a distinction in itself.
No.
You're not planting the same min in each field.
Well, the problem is you cannot have two minim right next to each other, because it doesn't look distinct enough. Even if you have two different minim, but the very fact that they're right next to each other, it doesn't look distinct. But if you have a different shape, when there's different shapes, shapes create distinction. But you can have different types of, you know, barley and wheat, or different types of things which look similar in nature, that's not going to do it. We need to have a different shape, and the shape creates the distinction. So here we're saying, Gevaldik, you know, do a circle, and that will be one min with a circle, and you will be able to see the circular shape, and then you'll be able to see bits which have like a corner shape, and that's going to be your way forward over here. So that was Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion. And this way, you can even have one aruga next to the other aruga with a little service path of one tefach each, but this way you're only going to have two tefachim between one aruga and the next. So you're maximizing your field, and you don't have to distance between one aruga and the next.
So how did we ask before Esrei Lavina Rav Ashi, when we said you had two rows of melons, two rows of Egyptian beans? We said one of the answers we gave, that each one is distinct looking by itself, and therefore it's okay.
Right, yeah.
So you have two fields next to each other with a bit of space in between, and one's melons and one is Egyptian beans, they're distinct looking. So why?
Right, see, one second. You're saying there we didn't speak about any distance. I mean, did we speak about any distance? What do we say? Mutter, the shtei shuris chashivim mavi sadalam shayu v'havi hakeira d'chol min milza ba'anpe nasha. So there we clearly did say, like you're saying, every min is considered to be distinct enough. So you're saying over here, as you're saying over here, in other words, is the difference, that's difficult. I'm wondering if the difference is between things like Kishuyin and Paul Mitzri. Is the pshat because those things are so distinct? I'm not sure if that's true, because it says Kishuyin and Diluyim, and cucumbers and courgettes look quite similar to each other. In other words, if it was Kishuyin, Pul Mitzri, Kishuyin, Pul Mitzri, and so on, then I could hear that even if they're right next to each other, because it's two shuras of each one, then it looks distinct enough. Because it's, but Elamite, the same, it's a very similar type of min, so we'll say it's because it's two rows. So maybe you need at least to have two rows, but here in our case, so again, you're asking, why not just have a full block of min x?
Exactly.
And then have another block of min y, because even if they look similar to each other, it shouldn't be any worse than Kishuyin and Diluyim, which surely look similar to each other. And we said because you have two rows, that should also be good enough. I hear. Not sure. Don't know. Don't know the answer. Okay, I'll have to come back. I'll have to try and work on that. I'm not sure. Al-Koparin comes along, Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, make a square, make a circle inside the square, clearly there will be distinction because you have a circular shape and then the area around it. And this way you also, Fadim, you're going to gain, but you won't have to have such a big gap between the two. That was Rabbi Yochanan's idea. Fregdi Gemara, but 1 second, in the area between the circles, Vayika de Beini Ubeini, but the section in between, where are you going to see a distinction between the section outside one circle and the section outside the other circle, which don't necessarily have dissimilar shapes? Because if it's just kind of the fill-in area, you know, if this is my field, which is a circle, and then I have like a fill-in area like this, and then a fill-in area like this on the other one, there's not such a clearly distinctive shape.
Rashi says, because each mean is different. Mashenka, the Gemara said before, it's not Heker that is different.
I understand, but Bobby was asking, so if you see that Kishuyim and Diluyim, which, you know, cucumbers and gourds look quite similar, and nevertheless, the very fact that you have two rows of each gives it a Hashivas of a Sada, and therefore it's considered to be a Heker, so then why could you not just have one full square of Kishuyim and one full square of Diluyim? Why do we need to mess around with all this business of circles and squares?
I'm sorry? They're similar.
So if they're similar, then why was it mutter in the previous case? Why is it mutter to have two rows?
Here's the Gemara says, in this case, the Gemara says, Rashi says, mutter, why? Because it is a heker, because they are different.
So again, are they different or are they similar?
But it's talking to different materials, no?
We're speaking about two rows of Kishuin and two rows of Diluyim. These are similar looking types of things, but we're saying the fact that there's two rows, for some reason, two rows when you see a large amount of Kishuyin and next to it a large amount of Diluyim, that already looks different. Right? That already looks different. So Bobby's asking, if so why can't you see the same thing and have a large amount in one filling up a square and then have another amount in a square? I mean, unless you say that the amount, the quantity that we were discussing in the case of the Shtei Shureis is much more. I mean, here we're discussing the whole thing altogether is only 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim. The whole thing is only 48 Tvachim. Where there was actually two full Shureis, maybe two full Shureis is much more. Maybe that's a simple answer. The two full Shureis is actually much more than one 36 square Tefach block of Kishuyin and another 36 square Tefach block. Maybe that's the simple answer. I'm not quite sure. Let's just see if we can finish. So says the Gemara, why, what about the area in between? So we say in Hanami, Amri de Berbianai, the Machriv Bein Abinayim. You're right, the area in between Taki you wouldn't be able to fill up, but at least you can capitalize on a much larger section of your field instead of just having one on the outer extremity, on the outer border. This way you'll be able to fill up that much more. Rav Ashi Omar, Imhoyu Zeruyin Shesi Zeran Erev, Erev Zeran Shesi. He says, no, really you could actually use the area around the circle, but just plant them in an opposite direction. Plant them that one is going up north-south, and one is going east-west, and therefore that will create a distinction. That will create a distinction. Mute. Yeah, excellent. Good. Fregdi Gemara Ezvei Ravina Rav Ashi Avodas Yerek BeYerek Acha Shishitvachim. So we know that when we discuss Avodas Yerek between one Yerek and another, we say we're discussing six. Rashi says, two lines in the bottom, Avodas Yerek BeYerek Acha Kama Shiur Avodasi Lahachik Chaveri Mimenu Kidei Avodasi Vav Tvachim Lehei Zeroinim Kamesha Shanino. So you need an area of six Tvachim. Vareim Isam Ketavla Mirubas. And we look at it like a Tavla Mirubas. Rashi says, Alma Agula lav arugehi. The only thing which we allow is when it's in squares. Squares, for some reason, that's what we allow. The Gemara is medayik. Kitav lahu deshari halav hachi aser. Only if it's a tavla do we seem to allow it, but if it's done in other shapes like circles, that's a problem. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam la kuli ba kula rina. There, in order to have a particular heter, there is a requirement of a square shape. So over there, it's lahata reish tor hayetze hamena. Meaning there, if you have something which is in a square shape, then there will be a heter of a reish tor, like the shape of a triangle vis-a-vis the square. That is when we require a square shape. Now she says, hasam de boi merubas, lachshuvas sadika amar lahata reish tor. It's in order to give it the special heter of reish tor, and so on. Masha ain't gain, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan cannot say what he says, that if you want to fill up the area of the aruga and maximize your whole, the whole space of the field, just carve out aruga, aruga, aruga next to each other, and you can have one aruga right next to the other with just a two tefach gap, fill up the entire circle. Ein hanami, according to the first answer, you have to leave the area benayim, the area fallow. According to the second answer, as long as you do it perpendicular, you would have a distinction. We have another source which seems to indicate that there's a kapeda on square shapes. That's only to allow a reish tor. If you have a triangle going into a square, that's considered to be distinct. But nevertheless, there is a hatter. And going back to Bobby's problem, it could be that maybe that's the answer. That if once you have two full rows, the sheer kamus of two full rows has a hashivas of sadeh, and therefore makes it distinct. Whereas here we're only discussing separate arugais, which is 48 centimeters, safakol, of one single row. Maybe that's not big enough, substantial enough to say that it's a hacker. Okay, we'll call it here. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're gonna catch up. We're gonna